with power. Yeah, it infuses that power in the believer's spirit. But there's something that we must do. Praise God, we have to use the power. Praise God, it's not good enough for somebody to give you the power and you not use it. Somebody say, what you mean not use it? Praise God, if he gives you the power, praise God, to witness, you got to go out there and start doing some witnessing. You got to go out there and start telling men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have to use it. Yeah, the Holy Spirit gives us power.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
Running for Jesus. I'm not. No, I'm not. Listen here. I'm running for Jesus. 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 Anybody out there, if you're running for Jesus, if you're running for Jesus, you should be on your feet, yeah. If you're running for the Lord, you should be on your feet, yeah. Oh, I'm not. I'm running for Jesus. Anybody here running? Anybody here running? Anybody here running? Is you running for Jesus? I've been running for a very long time. Clap your hands. You're running for Jesus. Stop your feet. You're running for Jesus. No.
Yelling out. Amen. Oh, yeah. We thank God for the men of this church. We thank God, yes, Lord, for this day. And we thank God for our minister of music who works entirely with all of our choirs. Amen. Good to see Brother Mazik. Amen. Today. Amen. And I'm just thankful that I'm a senior citizen. I know I got some friends that make it. Have you ever looked around when you was out acting a fool and doing everything you're big enough to do, and other folk were trying to be good and they gone and you still here? That's nothing but the grace of God. I know some of y'all think you're here because of who you are. Hello. No, only the grace of God. Of the gospel according to Mark. And we got a young man in here today who been here 81 years. Amen. And we just say happy birthday to Brother Bell. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing, I tell you. Amen. A whole lot of folk don't get that far. Amen. But we thank God for it. He's still active, still walking, riding motorcycles. He going on cruises. He passed by my house on a motorcycle. Look, he's doing something I can't do. Wait a minute. Amen. Amen. Thank God for him. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, I want to just read verses 40 through 45. And if you haven't, just say amen. And it reads, now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be clean. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priests and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Howbeit, he went out and began to proclaim it freely. and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city. But he was outside in desert places, and they came to him from every direction. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could not no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in desert places, and they came to him from every direction. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. It is from number 45 that we draw our subject, and our subject this morning is, I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Let me begin by saying that there's a song that says, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. It goes on to say, oh, I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord had done for me. But now, such is the case of the leper in the text that Jesus heals. Now, Jesus told him, after he healed him, he told him not to tell anybody, but even in his disobedience, I believe this is an excusable disobedience, because I believe this man just couldn't help himself. And that's my subject again. I just can't help myself. And so as we make our way toward the text, Mark shows us this leper coming to Jesus, a man who was stricken with leprosy. Now, the disease of leprosy was a highly infectious disease that was incurable in Bible times. It was a disease that affected the whole body. And it usually started out with fatigue and pain in the joints, and then scaly spots would develop on the skin. And then as the disease progressed, the body would be covered with pus-filled nodules. And nodules would even grow in the vocal cords that would cause the leper to speak with a raspy voice. But one of the worst aspects of leprosy was the social isolation.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.